Sauna Pleasures, narrated by Alexandra Anderson. For Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. Oslo, Stavanger. By Gunhill, 25. Stavanger. The train ride lasts 7 hours, and she has filled her bag with candy and things to read. Well, not all the things to read are really suitable for the train. She just couldn't resist the best of Lesbian Erotica 2003, on sale at the railway kiosk. It's not rush hour. The train car is quite empty, and she feels that the only thing in her bag that is actually interesting is the erotica book. She moves around a little, tries to catch a glimpse of other passengers. There's no one near her, neither in front nor behind, just a bunch of kids in the four seats in front. The book is calling her name. And girls accuse guys of thinking with their cock. She thinks with a grin and pulls it out. The first short story draws her straight in. She sinks back into the seat and feels the heat rise in her cheeks and spread in her body. "Travellers from Oslo Central Station?" She is startled, tries to close the book and put it down without showing the cover, fumbles with her wallet and finally manages to pull out the ticket. She smiles at the conductor, hoping that he didn't see anything, then watches the uniform disappear in the opposite direction and sighs a bit. She looks around again. The kids are picking up their bags and rucksacks. They are heading to the restaurant car. Great. Now she can read undisturbed. She picks up from where she was interrupted and dives right in. The second short story is even better. Soon she is breathing heavily, and she finds herself almost grinding on the seat. The seam of her trousers has placed itself strategically over her clit, and her panties are stuck to her since she is so wet. "Good book," a voice says, and she jumps in her seat. She slowly turns her head and looks up into a pair of blue eyes, over a freckled nose and a plump mouth. The girl smiles questioningly. Just a tiny twitch of her mouth reveals that she's understood what is going on. Yes, pretty good. Her heart is pounding, and she didn't hear anyone coming into the car. The girl reaches out her hand and smiles wider. "Nina." "Hi, Anna." Their handshake is firm. They both have slender yet strong hands. Nina's eyes seem to burn on her head and throughout her body. She can't really tell whether she is scared or excited. But before she has decided, Anna says, "So, here you are, reading porn by yourself on a train. And it looks like you might want to adjust your pants a bit to reach better, too." She blushes. What can she say to that? But Nina doesn't wait for an answer. She just sits on the seat in the middle of the car and leans towards the window.